These are Friday's Manchester City headlines, and Manuel Pellegrini's agent is 99% sure that the City boss won't get the Valencia job, as Jorge Sampaoli is set to land the role. The Chilean looks set to be beaten to the role by his compatriot, who guided the South American country to Copa America success last summer. Pellegrini's agent has been dropping hints that his client would be interested in the position at the Mestalla Stadium for months now, but he now thinks it's very unlikely the ex-Real Madrid and Villarreal boss will follow in Gary Neville's footsteps. Suso Martinez told Radio Esport, "There has been no negotiation with Valencia to date. No one has contacted us." Well, reports in the British media had suggested that Pellegrini was being lined up to take over at the start of next season, with a 3-year contract on the table. But Martinez is 99% sure it won't happen now. He said, "The remaining small percentage exists because this is football and you can change everything. But there is no truth in these claims." Well, Sampaoli, who joined the stable of Portuguese super agent Jorge Mendes in January, is the hot favourite to take Valencia forward from next season. Elsewhere, Joe Hart has laughed off accusations of gamesmanship on his part prior to saving Zlatan Ibrahimovic's penalty on Wednesday night. Hart's spot kick stop was his sixth from the last 11 he's faced for club and country, and offered some justification for Pellegrini's decision to play him after rushing him back from a calf injury. Ibrahimovic was delayed slightly as Hart took a sip from his water bottle, but the keeper denied that was gamesmanship. He said, "I am stupid, but I'm not crazy. I just needed a drink. I'm pretty sure he's one player who you're not going to make change his mind or anything like that he doesn't want to do." Well, Hart was beaten 4 times by the Swedish star, including an outrageous overhead kick in an international in Stockholm in 2012, but the City man insisted revenge wasn't on his mind. He said, "No, that's in the past. Life goes on. We are involved in a really important quarter-final, trying to make history for our respective clubs."